Kim, and I'm here with Ben Mills, who's just won the National Coach of the Year 2017. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How do you feel about winning such an award?
No, he's fantastic. There's loads of grassroots coaches in the country who work really hard, but it's really great to be recognised by the FA for this award.
Fantastic. And can you tell me a bit about your career as a coach?
Yeah, so I joined Glossop Juniors 6 years ago. I started junior football coaching, like most people do, through their kids being involved in the sport, and it's really gone from there. And I work with the under-13s now boys team, which is 30 players across two sides, and I also work with a new under-9s and 10s girls team, which we founded just a year ago.
So what do you love about coaching?
There's always challenges to overcome, and it's managing both, I guess, the kids and the parents, but also making sure that everybody gets out of it what they want to, really, which the most important thing is enjoyment, but also whilst developing their football skills. So I do love training sessions. I love match days. But I also really enjoy some of the other things I do with the junior football club as well.
So you do a lot of other things, not just the coaching?
Yeah, so for Glossop Juniors, which is a fantastic grassroots football club, it's nearly 500 kids now over nearly 30 teams. There's 50 coaches involved in the setup. So it's quite a big organisation, I guess. So I'm also involved in the PR and the marketing side of things. So I do submissions to the newspapers. I do all our social media, our Facebook pages, our Twitter accounts. I'm really trying to promote junior football in the local area. And Glossop's done a fantastic job with that.
And Glossop Football Club have just won an award, haven't they? Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so as well as my own award, which I'm really proud of for Glossop Juniors, we've also won Derbyshire FA's Community Club of the Year for the second time in 3 years, which is a fantastic achievement. And that goes alongside some of the other awards we've won over the last 3 or 4 years, both in the High Peak, in Derbyshire Sport, and with Derbyshire FA. So, yeah, no, awards are brilliant. I think it's some of the things that we're putting in place for the kids and the structure of the club, and really trying to improve everything we do year on year, which really sets us apart. And it's a massive team effort from all of the committee, all of the coaches, parents and kids, and they're the main reason we do it.
Have you always been interested in football? Have you played when you were younger?
Always had an interest in football. I'm glad to say most of the players that we're developing are much better footballers than I ever was and will be in the future. A big football fan that loves both grassroots football and also Premiership football as well. So football is very close to my heart. One of the things we tasked ourselves this season was to do some fundraising, both for the local community but also for the football club. We've got a number of projects we're raising money for. So we did that for Ruben's Retreat, and we contributed to, and actually all the kids in my age group, so it was under 12s at the time, we decided to run a marathon as a team. So everybody took laps, and we completed the marathon in, I think it was just over 3.5 hours. We ran round the Surrey Street pitch at Glossop North End in Glossop, and it was a brilliant occasion, actually, which was fantastic.
That sounds amazing. Can you tell me a bit more about Glossop Juniors?
So we're a club that's really focused on ensuring all the kids involved in the club have a really safe environment. It's consistent, it's fair, and also that they can all achieve everything they can out of football. So our sort of tagline is "and be the best you can be." And we want to help them develop their footballing skills, but most importantly have fun. Alongside that, we've really invested in the last 4 or 5 years in coach development, because we believe that the better the coaches and more training and education they receive, that will be passed on to the kids. So I'm one of the products of that. I've just done my level 2, I've done my youth modules 1, 2 and 3, and I'm considering extending my coaching learning. But we've done that for lots of lots of coaches, and it's brilliant to see. I think everybody benefits in the long run, and really exciting times ahead. And you never know. Hopefully, we'll see a couple of professional footballers in the future being a produce of all the efforts we've done in coaching, really.